Hi, this is Darren Smith, pastor of Marietta Bible Church, and it's my joy to share with you as your radio pastor for the day. What do you find delight in? What influences you? Is it too often the ways of the world or God's ways? God richly blesses the one who regularly and intentionally focuses on His Word. Today, in this new year, and really every moment of our lives, I want you to know the amazing reality of the blessings of reading and knowing God's Word revealed to us in the Bible. If you have a Bible close by, I encourage you to look along with me in Psalm 1 if you can. Psalm 1. The truths here show us the path of blessing and fulfillment in life, and we must not miss these giant road signs. Verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. First, the blessed man is known by what he does not do. There's a downward spiral in these three negative descriptions. Sin will take you from bad to worse. First, you will be influenced. You start putting weight into what the wicked say. Next, you identify with sinners. You stop and take your stand with them. The word way refers to a lifestyle, a path you follow through life. Then, there's one step further as you sit in the seat of scoffers. Their sinful lifestyle can become your lifestyle. Their attitude becomes your attitude. And their habits become your habits. Sometimes, if you sit down for a long time, it can become very, very hard to get back up. The deception is you can get out, walk away at any time. That's the picture of the wicked man here, who is under the influence of the world and sin and its destructive counsel. The contrast is stunning. So instead of being influenced and finding delight in that kind of counsel, here's the blessed path, one of joy and delight. Verse 2 reveals, blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Do you want this blessedness? What's the Bible say? Well, where's your delight? Is it in God's instruction or elsewhere? The truth is so clear. Blessed is the man who delights in the instruction of the Lord, and on his instruction he meditates. The word meditate means to murmur or to mutter. This has the sense of talking to yourself, pondering, repeating it over and over. The verb itself is an ongoing action. It's continual and doesn't end. We should ponder God's word day and night, as verse 2 says. This is where blessing is found. The reality is, you cannot be led or helped by something you don't know. You have to spend time reading God's word to be able to meditate and delight in God's word, to have God's truth hidden in our hearts. After the first step of simply reading it, you can pray it, sing it, memorize it, write it out, and just think on it, dwell on it. Just like we marinate and season delicious food, we must let God's truth season us and marinate in us. We soak it up and it can change us, our flavor and disposition by the Lord's grace and help. Also, by meditating on God's word, you fill up a well of God's promises to draw from when you need it. I love how one commentator puts it. The goal of meditating on God's word is to look at it long enough so that we see its beauty and our hearts catch fire. The psalmist gives a vivid illustration about this blessed person who meditates on God's word day and night. Verse 3, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. The picture there is of flourishing. The tree is vibrant, fruitful. No matter if intense heat and harsh winds come, it's nourished. It has good roots and what is meant to sustain its very life. Its leaf will not wither. And everything he does, he prospers or succeeds. The flourishing makes sense because this person is so flavored and influenced by God's word that everything he does is in accordance to God's will. Now, there is only one man who ever lived this fully. Jesus Christ. He is the blessed man who in all that he does prospers, and Jesus leads the way for us here as he does in all things. Would you take hold of the riches of God's grace here, the truths revealed? And by believing and then acting on the truths of this psalm, we too can experience this delight, this blessedness, this flourishing centered on Christ and God's word. Truly, blessed is anyone who delights in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. This has been Pastor Darren Smith of Marietta Bible Church. May God richly bless you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.